Global temperatures are expected to continue at or near record levels over the next 5 years. That's according to the World Meteorological Organization this morning. It says there is a 70% chance that the five-year average warming temperature will be more than 1.5 degrees. It also predicts that Arctic warming will continue to outstrip the global average, with all the associated risks and impacts on societies and economies. Meanwhile here, the latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency shows that Ireland is going backwards in its efforts to meet its reductions in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. The target is a 51% reduction. We're joined in studio now by Laura Burke, Director General of the EPA. You're very welcome indeed. So what's the best case scenario for us?
At the moment, based on all of the information that we've analysed, we are looking at a 23% reduction. And in order to get a 23% reduction, you need all of the plans and policies that are there implemented and delivering in full. So even that would be a very significant achievement. It is down on last year, where we were predicting a 29% reduction by 2030. And really what it means is every year, as we move closer to 2030, it becomes more difficult to attain. There are certain areas that are doing better than others. And when you look at the electricity sector, for example, it will be almost hit its carbon budget for 2025. And as I said, is closer to delivering with regard to 2030. But other sectors such as transport, such as industry, such as agriculture are much further off. And I suppose sometimes when we're talking about percentages, it can sound like this abstract thing that doesn't actually relate to our day-to-day lives. But as you were introducing, it impacts every one of us. And there are so many benefits of taking climate action. When you look at it from an individual level, we have, in the context of electricity, if we have more renewables, we're less reliant on other countries, we're less reliant on geopolitical shocks, as we've seen previously. In the context of transport, if we've got clean cars, it is a benefit on air quality. So there's practical day-to-day implications of achieving these targets. And it is extremely disappointing to see that we're moving away rather than closer to hitting those targets.
And those sectors that you mentioned that are way behind, transport, what's going on there?
Well, what we're looking in the context of transport this year, we were looking at electric vehicles, for example, and the number of electric vehicles that realistically could be in place by 2030. And we did have to reduce it from almost 1 million to around 600,000. That's still a huge achievement. We're around 150,000 electric vehicles now. So a huge achievement to get to that by 2030. So we're seeing, and we have seen some successes in the context of biofuels, but we are seeing that transport will be way off its first carbon budget, let alone its second carbon budget. So there's an awful lot to be done there with regard to, as I said, whether it's EVs, whether it's public transport, freight transport as well. Mm-hmm. And there really is, it's that speeding up and scaling up of action that we need to do.
And when you say industry, what do you mean?
I mean, industry that uses, for example, heat, moving to renewable heat, moving to biomethane, rather than using fossils, fossil fuels. And there is a commitment there. But if you look at the first carbon budget, for example, we're saying it'll be around 8 million tonnes off budget. Four of those are from transport. Two of those are from industry. So they're two big sectors. Mm-hmm. And agriculture, you know, overall, it's committed to a 25% reduction by 2030. We're looking at around 16%. So again, a big gap to target.
And land use, we're not planting enough.
Land use, and this is a message the EPA says every year, and you'll have seen me coming in every year, we are not planting enough forests. And there is lots of commitments there, but it is, again, translating that commitment into reality. And with regard to afforestation, the very disappointing thing there is our forests have been a sink for carbon. They've absorbed carbon for many years. We're now at a tipping point that they will actually be releasing carbon. So all of the benefits we're starting to lose. We need to plant more forests. It is a really good thing to do if you do it right from a biodiversity perspective, etc. It's great from a carbon perspective. And actually, it's very good from a social perspective as well. And you see many people going into forests and, you know, on days out, etc. now.
Well, look, we're back to where we started. We're going backwards. That's the message from your latest report. Thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning to talk to us. Laura Burke, Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency. Back after the break.